The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, and welcome to another Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast where we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate the Force Awakens, 1 minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Jenny Jaffe from Atherton, California.
Welcome back, Jenny.
Hey, guys. Welcome.
Yes, back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had a nice sleep, comfortable.
I'm really glad. Yeah. Very comfortable couch.
It is. It's quiet. I'm not ready to leave it yet, so hopefully we can keep doing this for a couple of days.
I use those fancy towels in the bathroom. I hope that's okay.
That's the one thing I said don't do. Oh, you guys.
Well, let's talk about minute 100.
My podcast roommates is kind of a fun show idea.
Yeah, there you go. 24 hours a day podcasting. We're talking about minute 103 of The Force Awakens. It starts off with Han Solo telling Rey and Finn to escape now. Hug later.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends a minute later with Han Solo and Chewie in a firefight with the First Order as they are going back into the base.
Yes.
I do like that little pop into frame. Like the first thing he does is just really ruin this beautiful romantic moment.
Yeah.
And we debated if it was romantic, but like, it's a nice moment between two people. And
there's certainly love. What level and what flavor of love it is
flavor of love
up for discussion, but
Harrison Ford can interrupt any romantic moment I'm ever having. I'm fine with that.
It's a nice ring theory to Han Solo and Leia being interrupted when they're kissing, and C-3PO comes in and makes it out. So now Han knows, like, it's like, oh, now I know what it's like to be on the other side. It's fun breaking up people who are in the middle of intimate moments.
Well, and I have a note. It's not an apology on my, and it's not an error correction. It's not an errata.
Errata.
But I was, remember when they got into this base, I had a long kind of, I went off on a little diatribe about the jacket and how in this movie, the jacket often represents the narrative. Uh-huh. And when Han got into this base, he just discarded the jacket, meaning he was shuffling off the narrative and he was leaving the story.
Uh-huh.
But here they're going back outside and Chewie just picks up his jacket and gives it back to him, which is, it's a nice funny note because I noticed the jacket. I remember watching this and noticing him ditching the jacket in the first place and then having Chewie just being like, you know, cleaning up after him consistently. So it's a good comedy note, but I was wrong about the jacket, in this case, representing the narrative. We'll come back to that again.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because he's wearing the jacket again. He's back in the story.
Right. But then, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
I don't know. Did you, Pete famously had this Han Solo death being spoiled. Did you?
I saw this movie like the night it opened, I think it got opening night tickets like way in advance, so I didn't have spoilers at all, which was really nice. I did gently spoil it for my dad, I think, just like in a way of like, oh, this thing happens, it's gonna make dad sad, so
so you you told him ahead of time to warn him?
I said there's a sad thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
Right. Yeah.
A dad's sad.
There's a dad, like, sad. Gentle, like he was sleeping and you're like, dad, Han Solo gets killed.
Yeah.
after you got home from the midnight screening.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was going to go the next day.
I think like, but yeah, no, I didn't have, you had it spoiled for you though?
Yeah, our,
that sucks.
Our friend Asterios just...
oh, God damn it, Asterios.
No, it wasn't him.
A different Asterios?
It wasn't
Asterios?
His fault. No, it was... oh. But it was...
There's only one Asterios.
How many Asterioses do you guys know?
On his... he posted something on Facebook, just not about this at all. Some other conversation, you know, entirely. And then it was, you know, hours before I saw it, because I was seeing it kind of like the Friday afternoon. You know, on Thursday night, everybody went to go see it, and I was seeing it the Friday afternoon, but I guess, like, a copy or something had leaked already, and so, like, in a completely unrelated conversation, somebody posted a screenshot of Han Solo with the lightsaber through him, just as a comment.
What kind of terrible person would do that?
Exactly.
That's,
so, hours,
wow.
Mere hours before I saw it,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So then this whole sequence, then as soon as they walk into this room later, as soon as they walk into the like, room with the bridge, I was like, oh, right.
You got up and left.
I was like, oh, I forgot that was coming.
Yeah. It's sad.
I like Harrison Ford does great befuddlement. He's great at acting befuddled.
Acting?
I think he's genuinely confused about what happens. And my favorite thing about this movie coming out in particular was Harrison Ford's like farewell Star Wars press tour,
right,
where he was just like thrilled, he doesn't care. He's the coolest. Right.
Yeah.
No one cares less about the Star Wars franchise than Harrison. Like, he cares about the franchise, but he does not care about the minutia of it. And he's clearly so tired of, like...
Yeah. I don't even think he cares about the franchise.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was never, like, the demographic. So he's just, like...
Right. That's what makes him so cool.
Him so awesome.
Not
so
caring,
I think,
is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think genuinely most of the time he's like, what's happening right now? I just showed up and some people started putting me places.
They said, go from here to here, say Chewie, and then walk.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I think he's high as a kite.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely.
When Chewie hands him the jacket, he looks at him all like, what? Right. What am I supposed to do?
Dude,
with
I
this?
Had a jacket like this.
Yeah, they shot it in order.
Right,
they shot exactly that part in order.
Chewie's like, well, if he doesn't die soon, we're going to put him down soon anyway. Just because he's clearly losing
just,
his...
Let's just make him comfortable. Here, have a jacket.
Anything else about the... I was going to cut back to the X-Wing battle.
Yeah, let's cut back to the battle. Back to the battle.
You said you wanted to bring up stuff about the lady pilot.
That's true. Well, we got two pilots to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
Snap guy.
Well, we already talked about a snap. We're
Hello,
not going
nasty.
Back to snap. We're not talking about LOST or snap. We're talking about Jessica Pava. Mm-hmm.
That's her name.
Jessica Pava.
That just sounds like a regular person name. I don't want that. I want her to have a different first name.
It's Jessica
name.
With a K.
That's still like regular person,
what
but maybe
she,
works at
what
Hot
if she's
Topic.
Just known as Jess Pava? Does that make
I'd
it
like
more?
That better.
That does sound a little bit more Star Wars.
Why did I not write down her? I wrote down her other roles. I didn't write down her actress name.
Jessica Henwick.
Oh, her name is also name. Jessica?
Well, yeah. I think
well,
that's true.
They should have changed her name.
Yeah, I think a lot bit. Of these lower supporting people were just named by like Pablo Hidalgo. And he's like, what's the actor's name? I'll make that part of the name as like a tip of the.
Right. Like Tony Danza. Yeah, Jessica Henwick? What's mm-hmm.
Jessica Henwick.
She is Nymeria Sand on Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
That's a good Star Wars name.
She's the I didn't look up
one
who
of
that
the,
was.
One of the yeah, she's
I have
one
no idea.
She would be one of the sand snakes.
One of the whip sisters.
Yeah.
She's one of those
the hot mean sisters.
Yeah.
You guys could totally be making this up.
No,
I gave
she's
up on
one
Game of Thrones.
Alaria
so.
Sand's daughters with Oberon Martell.
Right.
Right?
She's a whip. She has a whip.
Yeah.
That's her yeah. famous thing.
And she also played Colleen Wing on Iron Fist, which not a lot of people watched, but I know the character Colleen Wing from an old Marvel character.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch Iron Fist?
No, I don't. Nah, I'm lost now.
Did you watch any of
the Marvel shows?
Yeah,
Marvel
I watched Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
Hmm.
And I watched like some of the Revengers. What was it?
Defenders. Oh, the Defenders.
Defenders.
Oh, she was also, I think Colleen Wing carried over into Defenders,
oh, maybe.
Too.
Yeah, that's probably true. She's British, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You don't watch any Game of Thrones?
I did. I started, I watched, you know, the first three or four seasons, three seasons. And then I gave up because it was like homework. I was like, why am I kind of making an effort to keep up with this thing just to find out the bad things that happen to characters that I've grown to care about?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of Star Wars too sometimes, though.
A little bit,
yeah. In this instance, it is.
So I walked away and I feel great. It's not, I don't feel like I'm missing out. All the stuff is spoiled for me anyway without even me looking for it. Like,
yeah, Han Solo dies in Game of Thrones. Yeah, exactly.
I have some more information about Jess Pava.
Please do. There was no question there. I just said, please do.
I wouldn't even have picked up on what a weird interaction that was unless you guys pointed out.
The character is a big fan of Luke Skywalker. She grew up hearing...
Wait, that's weird. She's like the Agent Coulson of this universe.
I understood that reference.
Hey, wow.
Yeah, she grew up listening to Tales of Luke Skywalker, which is also weird because it lets you know that Luke Skywalker is I guess throughout this, they've been telling you Luke Skywalker is a famous hero. The droids of the Rebellion call her the Great Destroyer because apparently every time she goes into battle, her backup droid gets killed in the ship. So.
Who's making up these backstories? I love that. That's very cute.
It's probably in some novel, probably in a novel or something.
I don't have a note about... I had a couple of notes about people's astromech droids, but I don't have a note about hers.
Well, because they all get killed. She doesn't even bother learning the names
exactly.
of them.
They don't need names.
But I love the idea that the droids have nicknames for humans that they use amongst themselves.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It seems odd to me.
I like that. I like that they have their own mythology. Yeah. I like the fact that Luke is famous because in a lot of movies, there's just like a incredible action hero who no one knows about. And I'm like, if somebody could do this, everyone would know about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, in the Avengers being really famous works really well.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're super famous.
In the movies.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I'm trying to think of other instances where I'm like, well, wait, why doesn't everybody know that, like, this person exists?
Right. I'm trying to think of other... I guess it works for stuff like Die Hard and stuff.
Yeah, more like stuff where it's just like, wow, everyone would know who that guy is.
Right. Like, we all still talk about, like, Sully, the pilot who landed a plane in a river. Like,
exactly.
We would obviously be talking about John McClane and stuff like that. And he wouldn't be able to go to the airport without people kind of, like, taking pictures with him and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Well, if Sully goes to an airport, everybody's like, oh, thank God. Like,
right, yeah.
This plane's going to be fine.
Or do they bring him in only for the flights they know are going to have trouble?
Right.
Well, a lot of birds in the path of this plane.
He's known as the bird killer.
Right.
The birds call him the bird destroyer.
Yeah.
Him and Fabio.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Wait, what is this?
Remember Fabio was on a roller coaster and a bird hit him in the face.
First of all, do you know who Fabio is?
Kind of.
He was a model, blonde hair.
I like know. Muscly guy. I know the reference, but I don't like really. I don't think I knew he was a real person. I thought he was like an archetype.
It's still up for debate.
Like a Fabio.
Yeah,
right.
He's like a romance novel cover guy.
Yeah,
right?
That's what he was famous
for.
He
was a model for.
He
romance
went on a roller coaster
and he got hit in the face by a goose.
Right.
Wait, really?
And so there's like pictures of him like locked, strapped into the roller coaster, still just blood streaming down his face.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, it's weird to me that he was a real guy who went on roller coasters.
Well, that wasn't what he was famous for. He just happened to go.
I know that wasn't like his thing, but
I think it's funny that that's one of the things he's known for, is getting hit in the face by a goose
or on a roller coaster. It is a little bit Mad Libs. Yeah.
What a weird person to exist in the first place. I'm excited to look this up.
Yeah, if you Google Fabio Goose.
Google Fabio.
Fabio Goose.
Obviously, I'm doing that right now.
Right. Why are you doing that?
Also, I'm excited to just see Fabio because I don't think I realized he was a...
Yeah, first Google Fabio. Google Fabio. Google Fabio
Goose. Sounds like a Star Wars name.
Yeah. Oh my God, is there a whole video of it?
Oh, maybe.
Oh my God. Yeah, this article, Remembering the Day Fabio Got Goosed at Busch Gardens. Fantastic. Oh, it's 19 years ago. Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of things to Google and Jessica Pava, I have, a saved, you know, Google alert for my Tuckerized character named after me, Pete D'Italia, who's, of course, a resistance tech officer.
Tech officer.
And one of the hits, one of the things that that she is on the web for is somebody wrote a very brief slash fiction, kind of fan fiction piece. It's like a, you know, only like two paragraphs or something like that. But it's between Pete D'Italia and Jessica Pava.
Nice.
So,
Jenny was so mesmerized by the Fabio looking up that she suddenly looked up the hearing that there's slash fiction with Pete in it.
I guess I didn't realize that you were in the Star Wars universe.
A character that our friend Chris Iliopoulos named after me. Oh. Alex has a planet named after him.
What was the planet called?
I think it's like
LX Robinson.
LX or, yeah.
I think. So it's like, or what is that? LX is
yeah, something like 60? That. I'm ashamed to say I don't remember off the top of my head.
Wait, but so wait, you got paired in a fan fiction with Jessica Pava?
Jessica Pava. Well, not me, the character named after me.
Who is your character?
Her name is Pete D'Italia.
Oh, wait, it's a girl?
Yeah. It's a woman of color.
Oh, that's... Oh, cool.
It's awesome.
Pete's very progressive in that way.
Wait, what's her name?
Pete. D'Italia. P-E-E-T. Yeah. D'Italia.
I get it. That's
cool. Is it Pete or Pete? It's not Pita. Pete.
P-E-E-T.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool. Why? Were they, like, did they know each other in the books or something?
Well, they both work for the Resistance, I guess.
Yeah, like,
they
she's
work
the,
for the Resistance. You know,
they, she's the, you know, she works on the...
She's HR for the Resistance.
You know, she does, like, fueling up the X-Wings and checking on the droids and all that stuff. And so since she was a pilot, Jessica's a pilot, and Pete is a ground crew, that you figure they would interact. And
so two paragraphs, that's just like a summary of what happens.
Yeah, basically. But it's something.
Yeah.
That's cool that there's fan fiction written about you, kind of.
Yeah. I'm all for it. The other weird thing is I think I've mentioned this before, but somebody did a fan casting of all the women of color from the Star Wars universe that haven't appeared on screen from the new canon.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just did like a fan casting of all this. Like, they're like, oh, well, you know, this character should be played by the end. And weirdly, Zendaya is Pete D'Italia.
That's awesome.
That made me.
Zendaya from Spider-Man and stuff?
From Michi.
Zendaya is Michi and Pete the Retailer.
Yeah.
I don't see
from
that.
From Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't see her. I don't see that. No. I don't see it her.
You will. Once that movie comes
you're
together.
You're kind of a Michi type. So
right, yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the alien Voberdand.
Voberdand!
The alien Voberdand. Who's working in the control center who says something like, oh, they're all going to get blown up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. In a terrible voice. I hate that
it is
voice.
A bad
that
voice.
You
know,
I like a lot of the aliens in Star Wars have a voice of like, ah, I forgot to hire a voice actor for this. Can you do any other
they
voices?
All sound like
I can do a weird Muppet voice. Perfect. Yeah. Get
with
in there.
Some electronic filtering.
We're not
on
paying
it.
Another day rate.
Unfortunately, it's a lot of the voices are just people from the sound department just doing.
I think it's charming.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it's just kind of like, really?
It feels like the same person doing all the voices in that regard.
Right. There's like
Hello Nasty, this guy.
Yeah.
This is the puppeteer of that character is Derek Arnold.
Sure.
I don't know if he did the voice or not, but Derek Arnold went on to greater fame as the puppeteer behind Boar Gullet, who will know the truth.
He will.
So,
Vobert Dand will know the truth. The truth is, half of our X-Wings are gone.
It makes me glad Boar Gullet didn't speak, because it would have been all like, you're going to tell me the truth. tell Forrest Whitaker who you are for real.
You're the pilot. I totally love this now.
Yeah.
So there's another pilot that is mentioned here.
Mm-hmm, Bodhi?
No, speaking of pilots. Jessica Pava says, Ferrillo's been hit.
Ferrillo.
not Mario Perillo for Perillo Tours. No, Ferrillo's been hit. Although if you're watching it with subtitles on, the subtitles say Barillo's been hit.
Like the pasta?
Yeah, there you go. They came around, right? They were like, they were anti-gay for a little bit.
Wait,
and
there
then
was an
people,
anti-gay pasta?
Yeah. I think it was Barilla, but then they fired the guy who was like
but
the CEO
they learned,
who said
they saw
like,
the light.
Yeah. So now they're okay. Now
what's
they're,
the most LGBT-friendly pasta?
Now it might be Barilla because they have work to do to kind of make
good.
Up for it. But
you
we'll,
know how it is when they're a convert. You really go to the extreme right, yeah. to kind of make up for it.
Like the Berenstain Bears.
Exactly. but yeah, Barillo, who has no, like, just mentioned in dialogue, we never saw Barillo, Ferrillo, Mario Perillo. We didn't hear from them. We just, all we know is they were hit, and assuming that they died.
I hope Murillo shows up in, like, the Resistance cartoon or something, so that
yeah.
we've learned more about this character.
Although, we do know that Perillo's astromech droid was V8R.
V8R?
Yeah. That's all.
Hmm. Is there some significance to that?
Apparently there's some weird, at some point, BB-8 did like a C-3PO style kind of retelling of this, the Battle of Starkiller Base.
Pete the retelling.
And so a lot of this information comes from that, where it's like it was the preface for something or something. BB-8's just like, oh man, it was crazy. We lost all kinds of droids. And so it's like from the point of view of like, oh yeah, we lost, you know, V8R, that was Ferrillo's pilot.
Isn't like V8R like Vader?
Maybe.
Whoa, that's a really great point.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. I wonder if that's that was intentional.
Yeah.
That's why they shot him.
Yeah.
Traitor. Traitor Vader. The only other note I have is that I know a lot of people complain about Star Wars video games and how bad they are these days, which is so weird because if you look at this, it looks like an awesome video game.
Right.
These X-Wings shooting each other and stuff like that. So.
Right. It looks really like a frustrating video game to me, though, because this is exactly the type of level where I'd keep failing over and over again. And I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I just give up after a while.
Are you a video game player, Jenny?
No, I'm not at all. No. So, like, any video game looks to me like the kind of video game I'd give up on. Like, unless it's genuinely so easy, I'm like, I have no hand-eye coordination. I'm just like, this is...
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm with
also,
you.
You know what it is? Like, my sister's, like, amazing at video games. She's getting her master's in video game design right now. And I think growing up, I just watched her play video games so much that I was like, yeah, no. No, I'm not interested.
Got it.
I'm good at, like, Mario Kart. So that's it.
As am I.
Never we'll played it.
No.
You never played Mario Kart?
No.
How's that possible?
Because I'm an old man who doesn't play video games.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that is possible.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make you play. I'll tie you down and make you play Mario Kart.
It's not that I'm not. I would love to play Mario Kart.
Well, he needs to be able to like use his hands.
Oh yeah. All right.
You could shackle
I'll
my
sit
foot.
You down. There you go.
Chain my foot to the saw. Well, I either have to play the game or cut my own foot off.
We'll tie our feet together, beat it style with a bandana, and we'll play Mario Kart against each other.
With a banana?
Yeah. Feet and bananas, they go well together.
It's appealing.
I had a note about my friend has got a bag full of explosives. Like they all know who Chewbacca is. They met at the same time.
It's kinda cute to be like my friend. My friend worries. That's kind
of
cute.
I thought it was going to be Lando. I thought they were going to go find Lando and get the bag of explosives.
He's going to show up with a bag full of explosives.
Yeah.
In the script, it says my friend here has got a bag full of explosives.
Yeah.
So there's a slight difference, but who cares?
Harrison Ford didn't care. Like we've been talking about. He did not know or care where he was.
No.
He's like going in and like, who are you kids again?
Yeah. After they're done, he's like, my friend has got a bag of explosives. Actually, we use them. Okay, cut. He's like, oh, who's? Are we going to bring in the friend? Where's the friend?
He goes to Finn, who's this lady with us? I got a bad feeling about her.
Oh, and this is the first appearance of Connix, too, I believe. Or the first dialogue for Connix.
That's Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Yeah, Billy Lord.
Cool.
Her character.
What's her? What is her last name? Connix?
Connix. C-O-N-N-I-X.
Okay.
She's a friend of Wilbur Dand.
I was looking through the Star Wars visual dictionary, and I thought they gave her a name that I was like, that doesn't sound right. I have it in front of me, and I'm looking, and it's her. According to the visual dictionary, her name is Kadel Ko.
Are you sure that's the same person?
You tell me.
Kadel
Ko, it says.
That might be a different person. I don't know. That's definitely Wilbur Dand, though, right?
Yeah. That's definitely her. And look, there's another picture of her up here with 4Z Porcy. 4Z Porcy.
Porcy, yeah. All right, well, we'll look into that. And one last thing about it'll take a miracle, C-3PO. It would take a miracle to save us now, and then cut to the miracle. Like, as you said, cut to, here's a miracle.
It's miracle.
And Han Solo and Chewbacca in a very Star Wars-y pose, kind of coming through the door.
yeah, that's almost like on the card.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally.
The collector's card. Also, while I saw the picture of PZ4CO, according to the book, control of command center droid operations is split between PZ4CO and C-3PO.
Oh.
The latter concentrates on personally attending General Organa. But I just can't believe that C-3PO was put in charge of anything, let alone droid systems.
You think there's some kind of resentment
nostalgia
there? Between PZ4CO and C-3PO, like C-3PO is like, I'm in charge of everything, and PZ4CO is really doing all the work, and she's like, ah, this guy, like, he's just friends with General Leia. That's why they put him here. But she has to actually go do and all.
I think it's the kind of thing where they're friendly to each other, but there's an underlying tension, like a Real Housewife type thing.
It's like they're de facto friends.
Yeah, like everyone assumes they're friends because they're the two droids who happen. Hey, you know, you should hook up with PZ4CO.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so poor PZ.
Well, all right then. I guess that'll wrap up minute 103. So we'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, why don't you call 1-800? It's not an 800 number.
No, it's not. Please don't call 1-800.
I don't even actually at this time. Do you think they'll still be able to get calls in at this point? Probably. Even though we're getting close to the end of the movie.
Yeah. Make it short. Make it funny. You've heard the ones that we've used so far this year.
Yeah,
so.
Call 8-DAY-GREEDO. 8-DAY-GREEDO. Leave off the second O for, oh boy, we'll be back tomorrow with another Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.
Greedo.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.